Are these houses being built in El Zonte, or is this all over El Salvador?
Right now, here in El Zonte. The project starts here. Actually, there is a what we call El Zonte pilot. It started with 8 families, and that's what it's going on right now, as we speak. But what we call Lomas del Zonte, El Zonte Hills, it's gonna start, you know, probably in a month. You know, that's how we're gonna start training them next month on September, and construction is gonna start on October.
Wow, this is awesome. This is really awesome. Okay, so like I was gonna ask you, like, hey, you know, what prompted, like, what made you decide to make that decision to kind of, because obviously Strike sounds like it was a fun, exciting time and like important work. Obviously, this kind of sounds more, even more important. Like, is that what? I mean, I'll ask you anyway, but it seems like the answer is obvious now. But like, what was it that kind of prompted you to kind of, well, to make this this new development in your story, new story.
Yeah, that's the story, yeah.
Terrible joke. What was it that prompted you to make that? Make that?
Well, you know, I started here, you know, being part of the community, helping the community, you know, supporting some educational programs, you know, supporting some spiritual things that we do here, of course, as well. And so these will bring me back again to the community, you know, to be part again, like on an everyday basis. That's how it is right now. So, and of course, giving home to family is a very different feeling, you know, so it's a very, I forgot the word, fulfillment, you know.
Fulfilling, yeah, okay, gotcha. Yeah, that's a good point. I think like, I feel like a lot of people would want to make that switch too if they can, right? Like it makes sense to do something that is obviously making you happy and helping, and in default kind of helping other people is kind of what often makes us happy anyway, right? So that's really awesome. I love it. I guess like so when did this kind of happen, like this switch to new story?
It was a couple of months ago. It was on May. Yes, it was May nice. This year. Yeah, because I knew the story since last year, you know, because I met them here in El Zonte as well. You know, I knew about the project, I knew about the families and what was going on, and I start talking to them. You know, I helped them with some marketing materials because I had some digital marketing experience, so I helped them in a couple projects, and then we start talking a little bit more, and then an opportunity opened, so here I am.
Yeah, here you are. Makes a lot of sense to me, man. That's for sure.
Renato, I wanted to ask you, since the Bitcoin law, it's almost been a year since it's passed. Like, what's the state of things? How are the people of El Salvador like looking at Bitcoin still? And then also, has like the price impacted people's experience with Bitcoin? Like, do they see it as kind of like, oh no, because the price fell from like $70,000 almost to I think we're at what, like 23,000?
Yeah, well, you will have the two sides of the coin here, right? Because there's people that don't know about it, but they only hear, you know, the bad news, like, oh, it dropped, the prices dropped. So, you know, it's a scam. But you have the other side, the people that knows what is it about. So I will say people here is learning still, as I mentioned before, they're still learning. And of course, our role here, as well as you guys and myself, is to teach about this. You know, it's not saying, oh no, don't be afraid. It will go up. The price will go up. It's not only that, right? It has to be more. You have to be more. I don't have the word. You have to get more courage, you know, to talk about Bitcoin, because here in Salvador, of course. Context here, for everybody, Bitcoin is an asset. Here is a currency, right? So what I can do with Bitcoin here, I can, you know, get medicines. I can buy medicines right away because I can receive remittances right in a second. You know, I don't have to wait, you know, 24 hours, or I have to pay $75 to receive $200 for my emergency medicines. So that's another thing. I can have access to new technology. I'm exposed to new technology. I know about financials. I know how the system works. So that's step by step. There's a program here called My First Bitcoin. Those guys are doing a great job, you know, going to schools, you know, actually training kids how to use Bitcoin, how it works. So maybe right now we're not seeing on the news the impact, but they are putting the seed, you know, and we're going to see that in I will say in a couple next years.
Yeah, it's going to be big, and I think it's I'm so glad it's happening, especially because for El Salvador, like, hey, you know, being honest, I never thought I'd ever visit El Salvador in my life. You know, like it's one of those things where you're growing up in the UK. I think I may have heard about it once or twice in geography, but I didn't know much. You know, yeah. I didn't hear anything. I just didn't. It's probably because it's a small country geographically, right? And it's far away from me. Yeah. Yet there I was visiting like El Salvador, and it was only the second country in all of South America, LATAM, that I'd ever visited, which is pretty cool. So I think the fact that it's bringing eyes to the country and the fact that it's bringing jobs and tourism is just awesome. It's been like kind of like a cheat code to do that. And I think what you said as well about Bitcoin, like sort of people can get remittance and then immediately pay for like pharmacy prescriptions or food or whatever is really important. I mean, even in my life, right, as someone, because I'm moving to Brazil next month, and like for me to, I keep trying to think, okay, right, so I want to rent a place, but I can't rent a place, I can't get a bank account without a Brazilian ID that I have to get once I get there with my visa. So how am I gonna so this is like catch 22, right? So how do I I'm like, okay, is there any way I can send Pix, which is like the instant bank transfer, without the bank account? Okay, there is this app, so I get this app. Okay, but now I've got to find a way to get my pounds into Reais, and then that's going to cost loads of money, and it can take ages. I can't send that much. So yeah, like realistically, the best way is to I have Bitcoin anyway, but to turn any bank account money I had left into Bitcoin to then send it to exchange, to then send it. It's kind of like you just realize that, hey, if everyone just, and a lot of friends I have who have no idea about crypto at all and Bitcoin at all, especially ones in Brazil, and they're like, oh, wow, yeah, see how much easier life would be for just everyone in the world if we all just used Bitcoin. I'm like, yes, exactly. It would be. Like, it would be so much easier. Yeah. Everything's quick and it's just cross borders. There's no worries whatsoever. And yeah, it just it's wonderful. So I can see how that would help people even more in El Salvador than me, a dude who's, you know.
Yes. You know. Well, and now with New Story, you can get a home. You know, where in the world you can get a home using Bitcoin, right? And now, of course, the social housing goes beyond that giving just a roof. Here in El Salvador, we have 6 months of rain. Very hard. It's been raining pretty hard. So now that I'm into this field of social housing, I understand more, like, for our country, El Salvador is, you know, a third world country, families that don't have access to a bank system, so they cannot get a decent home. They have to be worried all the time about their belongings when it rains or for safety. So kids aren't, you know, focused on their studies. So if you're not focused on your studies, you're not focused on dreams, you don't have hope, you're just surviving here if you don't have an adequate home. So that's what New Story brings. Actually, it is a new story for those families, you know. It will bring, you know, hopes, dreams, and the other one is, I forgot, like when you want to achieve new stuff, right? When you feel that you can do it.
Right, like, okay, like belief or like goals or something. I'm trying to think of the right word for this, but yeah. Yes. Passion, I guess, or yeah. I guess it gives people strength, right? To think, oh shit, okay, like I can actually, this is an option for me.
Yeah, because when you don't have an adequate home here, at least in Osaka, a lot of cities, you know, you have dirt as floor. You don't have a solid concrete floor, you have dirt. So you will have a lot of diseases, right? You know, stomach or breathing or whatever, you know. So you have to deal with those things instead of, as probably we all, when we were born, we didn't have those issues, right? What was our purpose? I mean, what was our opportunity? Opportunity was like, yeah, I can go to school. You know, I can get my toys, but people here don't. So now with a better home, you have a better life.
How are you guys choosing which families will be assisted, like with a house?
We work together with a local partner and the government here. So they run a program. They run like how do you say this? You have to fill a form, right?
So like an
application.
Application, yeah. You go through a process of an application. So if you almost everybody do it. So you pass it, that you can pay, you know, for this home. There are people that pays, you know, $150 for a room that is not even concrete room. So, you know, like, so if you pay $60 for a house, it's so different, right? So that's, yeah. So answering your question, you have to go through a filter.
And what's the demand been like? Have you guys just had like an overwhelming demand from families submitting these applications?
Yes, that's a lot of families, you know, request the need of a home, right? So they are, we had, for, as I mentioned before, 400 families for this project, but New Story already had built more than 10 communities here. It's almost 10,000, I mean, 1,000 homes, you know, built here in El Salvador.
Wow. Okay. So it's quite a few made already. I mean, I'll ask right now I'll ask again at the end, but how can someone donate to New Story, either in fiat or Bitcoin?
Yeah, they can go to our website, newstorycharity.org/donate, and you can find a way that you can donate.
Perfect. Okay. Yes. Yeah, so newstory.org/donate. Okay. Yeah, that's great. Because I wanted to ask now, obviously, in case anyone's listening to this bit, and then they, yeah. So that'll make sure they know how to donate and obviously help more families in El Salvador get competent housing. Because as you say, it's one of those things you take for granted. Is even just as a child, yeah, like I can get water to drink easily and like go to school and learn and play with my friends or whatever. But obviously, as you say, if you're, well, I'm having illnesses from having inadequate housing or protecting your possessions and yourself, you don't really have time to worry about anything else essentially. So it makes a huge difference to young people's lives as well as adults too. That's crazy. Well, yeah, I can definitely see why you've made your move to New Story, that's for sure. Is it something that something I'm kind of interested in? It's a bit of a topic switch, but I just kind of thought of this. I was thinking, hey, you're someone who has been involved with Bitcoin now for like 3 years or so since the project Bitcoin Beach project became from the community project that it was. What's kind of the strangest or like weirdest kind of story you've got like around? I was just thinking of this. I know it's a complete switch of topic, but I was just kind of thinking to lighten the mood here. You must have seen, because there's obviously like people who've come to visit, and like you had Jack visiting and Strike, and so there's a lot of stuff you've like been through in the Bitcoin world. And I know that Bitcoiners and generally crypto people are usually pretty wacky and passionate, so I was just interested to see like what's the craziest story you could think of that's happened to around you or to you or something like that you've heard of.
There was a crazy guy, I'm not gonna say his name of course, but he came as a YouTuber, right? Like a crypto YouTuber. I have a crypto YouTube channel and I'm gonna you know create content for you guys. I wanna help you guys, you know, you Bitcoin Beach team, right? So I was just listening, you know, and when he brought his camera and we were waiting for a crew, you know, sometimes these guys have one or two people, you know, as a crew. So so we said, the team here said, okay, let's do it. I was just, you know, curious and I want to follow this guy and see what is this about. So it's a, you know, a long hair, blonde guy. And then he was like, okay, let's go outside. Let's go walk the community. Let's go work here. And I want to go to jail. What do you mean you want to go to jail? Like he wanted to go with his camera to jail and film the guys in jail. You know how a Salvador jail looks like for a Bitcoin content. And I was like,
what?
Yeah, but at the end of the day, it was just him by himself. You know, with a. Probably 75 followers on his YouTube channel at that time. So it was like, yeah, let's do it, you know.
Did he? Okay, oh my god, you're probably like, no, you don't want to go to jail, mate, trust me. Did he go to jail? Did he succeed or no?
No, he didn't, because nobody wanted to take him, you know, to that place, right? Maybe a taxi driver took him, but no one here wanted to drive him there. I mean, he was all sweaty, you know, like his shirt was, you know, straight to his chest, and like, let's go, I want to get the content, because the craziest, you know, he had this quote, like, the craziest content will call the craziest movement, sort of, you know, that was his motto, kind of thing, you know.
I love the passion, I guess.
But, yeah, the passion was so good, but he was crazy.
yeah.